Proclamation number 6273 of 2nd of June, 1955. Subordination of will. Responsibility. You are no longer responsible for your earthly life once you have handed yourselves over to me. As soon as you have granted me the right to influence you, as soon as you have relinquished your will and fully subordinate it to mine, then I can act on your behalf, then my will can take effect in you, then my spirit can work in you, which will truly always guide you in a way which is beneficial for you. But this requires a strong faith, a convinced belief that you are my children and can confidently hand yourselves over to your Father because he loves you and is powerful and wise. Once you have established this relationship with me, then you will be blissfully happy already on earth. Then you will only go your earthly path in order to be able to help others attain the same realization. For you have recognized me yourselves and have become my own of your own free will through the surrender of your will to me. Your thoughts, will and actions are now determined by me and yet you have free will. You yourselves think, want and act in accordance with my will, because my will has already become so powerful in you that it fills you and you cannot act against it. But then you need not fear that you can grieve me either, then everything you undertake will be good and right. As long as you maintain the intimate bond with me. Yet you will always be exposed to temptations. I.e., my adversary will always want to disturb this intimate bond with me by trying to direct your eyes and thoughts towards things which belong to his kingdom. And if he succeeds in making you fall prey to his wishes, then you will loosen your bond with me yourselves, and then you will have to be on your guard. Therefore commend yourselves anew to my love and grace every day and want me to guide and look after you. And then you will always give me the right to put myself between you and my adversary when he wants to seduce you. This is your sure weapon against him, that you make me your guardian. That you want to be mine and surrender yourselves to me. Then all attempts will bounce off you, then you will close your eyes to the attractions of the world, then you will only lie for me and in me. Then all your thoughts will be directed towards your spiritual perfection, then you will only be tempted by intercourse with me and your work will only be devoted to spiritual aims. And then you erect a strong wall around yourselves which my adversary is no longer able to tear down. You cannot even measure the blessing of devotion to me. But when I tell you that you will then be free from all responsibility, from all concern for your spiritual well-being. When I tell you that you will then no longer be able to fall because I will hold you and safely guide you upwards. Then you should not concern yourselves with anything but securing my love, you should want to belong to me and now leave everything to me. And it will turn out right. Therefore do not worry about earthly things, for everything is included if you devote yourselves to me, so that I will take care of you. Spiritually and physically you will now be in my care, and spiritual and physical needs will be covered by me, for you will have given up all resistance which once separated you from me. If you now unconditionally hand yourselves over to me, then the separation is lifted and being united with me again is a sure guarantee for thinking, wanting and acting according to my eternal order. For you yourselves are now only executors of my will, yet in full freedom. For you no longer feel any compulsion from any side because you carry the same will within yourselves and now belong to me for all eternity. Amen.